I'm going to tell you what happened in Las Vegas, and I'm going to tell you everything as best I can. But my best is hampered by the fact this all occurred when I was doing two shows a night, channeling a dead princess, sleeping until lunchtime, popping a bit too much Adderall and Valium, yes, both, and periodically, like that princess, purging over a jet black toilet. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that's a passage from the first chapter of Chris Bohjalian's novel, The Princess of Las Vegas. The speaker, Chrissy, has her own show impersonating Princess Diana at the Buckingham Palace Casino. Because she's the spitting image of Diana and has the British accent down, her two shows are sold out every night. The alternating narrator is her sister, Betsy, who, though 18 months younger, could be Chrissy's twin. The sisters are not on the best of terms and haven't seen each other for a while until Betsy, a counselor for troubled teens, moves to Las Vegas with her newly adopted teenage daughter. Betsy moves to Las Vegas on the invitation of a new boyfriend who promises to take care of them and offers Betsy a job in a new cryptocurrency casino company he has joined. Yes, he tells her, they have a slight connection to a mob, but nothing to worry about. But then the brothers who own the Buckingham are found dead within days of each other, and the cryptocurrency owners are interested in buying the casino. As the book jacket says, this is a riveting tale of identity, obsession, fintech, and high-tech mobsters from one of our most extraordinary storytellers. Bohjalian never disappoints. If you're looking for a Las Vegas thriller, then you must read The Princess of Las Vegas by Chris Bohjalian. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.